The federal government says it will take political will rather than compromise to reach a free trade deal with China within a year. But there's a growing expectation that both countries will need to make concessions to speed up the eight-year-old negotiations. The National Farmers Federation has welcomed the prospect of greater access to the Chinese market, but has warned against diluting protection for Australian agriculture. Tony Ma from the NFF is speaking with our business reporter Pat McGrath.
Supportive of completing these agreements, but the risk for us, I suppose, and as farm sector more broadly, is that these agreements are rushed through and agriculture or market access gains for agriculture is compromised. So what we're really looking to do is to make sure that when the government commits to these agreements, we're supportive of that, but we need to make sure that the agreements are comprehensive and they really provide good outcomes that drive and increase and improve the profitability and competitiveness of the farm sector.
But what are the key areas where compromise could happen and what are the concerns there for farmers?
Well, obviously in any trade negotiation, as the name suggests, you're trading off opportunities or bargaining chips, I suppose. So, as I say, the risk for us is that, you know, parts of agriculture or agriculture more generally doesn't receive as a good a deal as what we're after.
One of the sticking points for a long time has been access for dairy producers in Australia to markets in China. How difficult do you see that as being an issue of compromise on the Chinese side?
We recognise that agriculture is always one of, if not the most difficult issue to negotiate and seek agreement on, because as we well know, agriculture is sensitive and it plays a particular part and a strong role in not only Australian culture but foreign cultures as well. So we recognise that agriculture is going to be difficult, and within agriculture, you know, we talk about dairy, sugar and red meat or beef being particularly sensitive in not only China but other markets. So, again, what we need to make sure is that the government negotiates hard and makes sure that we get good outcomes for those products.
The federal opposition says the government could be planning to compromise on its enhanced restrictions on foreign investment scrutiny in Australia. Is that something that you're concerned about?
Our position has always been that foreign investment has been positive for agriculture, and we see a role for foreign investment in the future of agriculture. Notwithstanding that, we need to make sure that the foreign investment landscape ensures that there's no negative impacts on the supply chain and negative impact on farms.
The Foreign Investment Review Board already scrutinises government-owned businesses automatically as soon as they want to invest in Australia. Is that something you would like to see extended to all businesses?
The FIRB process obviously looks at state-owned enterprises. The process, I suppose, is important, but the actual the operation and the clarity around the FIRB process, I think, is more important, so that people have got an understanding of what that process is, what things that we need to consider, and it does take into account all of the potential implications of any investment.
Tony Ma from the NFF speaking with business reporter Pat McGrath.